This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. 2:39 here on the Sweet Spot. The Hard Line is just around the corner coming up next. And one quick reminder, go to theticket.com. All the details for the Gillespie's Irish Tavern and Kitchen Fling and D Disc Golf Tournament November 9th in Richardson at Breckenridge. Register to play. That's filling up pretty quickly, so get on that and be sure to pay your tournament fee through Prekindle. It's all there, self-explanatory on theticket.com. And if you want to make a direct donation to MAD, there's a big red button. You can do that. Thank you. Thank you so much. Without further ado, it's Monto, NIT break.
Thank you so much, Sean. Six candidates this week, as usual. We will vote at the end and decide the best of the rest. Let's start with candidate number one. The one true muser, one Craig Jr. Miller. Now, at some point, we may need him to clarify what exactly was happening here, but Jr. is starting a live spot, and he gets pretty far into it. You can tell he's kind of wobbly, but I don't know, 40 seconds into it, he bails. I don't know if he didn't have his copy or what happened, but he made it pretty far, and then, like I said, bailing.
Another entertaining Sunday. And next, we'll go around the NFL.
But first, I want to talk about my friends at Firehouse Roofing. Firehouse Roofing's been in the Metroplex serving Dallas-Fort Worth for a long time, since 1997. And they've been out to my house several times over the years. And they are great folks to deal with. Firehouse Roofing has so many five-star reviews that they are the company to go with. And Firehouse Roofing is offering something very, very special for you right now. It is so special that I want to tell you about it in so many different ways. And I'm going to do that here in just a moment.
Rico Dowdle turned into Choose Energy real fast.
It was very Choose Energy sounding, yeah.
There's no way he had his copy.
That sounds like new copy. That he's like, okay, there's something new here. Don't have
where
it yet.
Where are you getting your energy?
Got old copy.
Especially because they do it where they go to break and immediately start.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're not ready, that can probably be tense. And then the words don't form as fast, and
I love the background Gordo laughter too.
It was a good tease. I'm interested to hear what they have going on.
So
later.
Many 5-star reviews. Trust me, they're great. Oh. All right, there he is, Craig Miller, as candidate number one. Let's go ahead and get the whip twofer out of the way here. Of course, we have Ham. Now, some may argue Ham did have a point here. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone doing this, but we were filling in for Elf this week.
Yes.
And so,
did you taste the soup?
Well, we did, in some regards, cheaply try to recreate some of what Elf does.
Okay, you do the Elite Eight.
We did Stumpy Spectacular Seven.
Okay.
But here, we just tried to start a segment the way that Elf would, and Ham threw out a line that kind of stopped us down.
Early today, they have a noon kickoff, which means Cowboys countdown to kickoff gets going at 9:30, cucking our normal time slot. So we will just slide in for one Elf and do 7 to 9:30 this morning.
Get up!
Drink the juice with no pulp. Eat the bacon.
Extra crispy
stuff.
Bacon.
Extra crispy.
Make an extra piece for my doggo. I always do that one.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, we are in for Elf today.
Hummus your bagel.
What?
You put hummus on bagels?
Not really.
Hummus?
Hummus is like for pita bread or...
Psycho?
Yeah, I don't know, carrots. You thinking of like cream cheese or...
Yeah, schmear.
A schmear?
Okay, because I was thinking schmear was the dude from the Foo Fighters.
You can put almost any
Isn't
other spread.
Is there a guy on the Foo Fighters name like Pap Schmear or something like that? Pat Schmear. Look it
What's
up.
What's happening?
Corby's not here, so I don't know.
That's chaotic. Now, in fairness to Ham, you can put hummus on a sandwich.
Yeah.
As a husband of a vegetarian, she will eat a hummus sandwich with a bunch of other veggies on it. That is a thing.
But just on a bagel by itself?
I'd try it out.
I guess it depends on what kind of hummus. If it's just generic hummus, I don't think that would be that good. If it's flavored or spiced, maybe. But usually cream cheese is the go-to for the morning bagel.
I thought they're the same.
That's the thing.
Cream cheese is dairy, dude.
Would ham like hummus?
No chance.
I don't know. No chance. I love it. It's great. But there's no way he would want that just because it is made out of a ground up vegetable.
It's the sauerkraut of spreadables,
no,
in my opinion.
No. You don't taste the vegetable.
Dude.
Ketchup's about as ethnic as ham will get.
It's better than ketchup.
I mean, but yeah,
it's not a condiment.
It's way
though.
Better.
It's a hot take.
It's a flavor enhancer.
It's its own dip. It's
hummus better than ketchup.
It is.
Delicious.
It's not a flavor masker like ketchup.
If you, by the way, Sean, if you thought like 9:15 Monty sounded asleep,
yeah,
about 7:25 Monty right there. All right. Also, from Sunday morning, candidate number three here is our board op, Dylan Reed.
Okay.
Now, listening back, I guess I kind of understand why he thought we were ready to go to break. But in our first segment, DJ was telling us about getting engaged to his girlfriend. And I was trying to make the point up next is he should get ready for a pregnancy. Dylan heard, let's go to break.
Like a cruise boat, yacht boat, or like a John boat? Where you're being married in the tube.
I'm picturing like a George fishing boat.
Okay.
Something like that. Very low key. Extremely
low. Like a 20-foot bath boat.
Like a 9-seater.
Okay. Something fair. Like that. Well, that's awesome. Congrats, DJ.
Congrats, thanks, man.
That's cool. Up next, I'm gonna put a bun in that oven.
Oh God.
And it was so comforting to watch this team, especially right, away from AT&T Stadium, control a game, and they did it up front.
I did sound like a tease.
Yeah.
It sounded like you were going to break. I have Dylan Reed's side here.
We're going to impregnate DJ's girlfriend.
Can you just play the tease part again?
Up next, I'm going to put a bun in that oven.
Oh, God.
This is on you.
And it was so comforting to watch this team, especially away from AT&T Stadium, control a game.
It sounds like a natural break.
Anything coming up, though?
What are the Cowboys trying to do to the Panthers by putting a bun in the oven?
How is that any different than like a normal news tease?
Well, we were doing football. It was our first segment.
Did he know the run sheet?
I mean, okay. He does forget our show every time he does it, so maybe he didn't know.
What time was it? Was it like mid-segment?
That was our opening segment.
Okay, so it was...
Up next was going to be sports no matter what. Either way, again,
we
were not going to impregnate anybody, so that was not a good tease. Now, I did pick poor words, I guess, in saying up next for DJ.
You kind of did.
I think DJ and Ham thought you were going to break, too.
They didn't help either.
You're
with
just kind of...
Yeah.
Whatever. We're not a good show. All right, candidate number three, or sorry, four and five here. We have a couple of 40-liner mess-ups from my producing comrades.
Killer.
Let's start with Travis, who had a hard time on the invasion.
And 13-10, the ticket.
Shout out to the mascot of the day, Hornets. Sorry, the Cardinals, mascot of the day. No, it's Hornets. I've already messed up. November 8th, live from Dickey's Arena, Grand Prairie's own Virgil Ortiz steps back into the ring. The mascot avoided, the most avoided fighter in boxing, dares anyone to enter, and Erickson Lubin has accepted the challenge. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or GoldenBoy.com or stream it exclusively on DAZN. Text FIGHT to 22126 for your chance to win tickets. Worst liner ever. I don't know. I've read it before today. I don't know what happened.
Are you on fall break right now?
Trying.
Ja Rule was playing really loud.
He was blasting there.
Dazen
was not a good recovery at the end there either. But
have a nice bowl of Dazen brand.
Wait, no. Commanders. No, it was Hornets. Worst liner ever. His words.
Do you think like a network news anchor will just like call out their own mistake like 10 seconds into reading a story?
Yeah, they just move on.
They definitely don't call it the worst ever when they're done. Let's see if DJ was any better, as he was also doing a 40-liner and had to completely just stop down and pick back up.
The Tick.
The Musers are broadcasting live from the 8th Annual Carson's Crusader Charity Golf Tournaments this Monday at the courses at Waters Creek. The tournament helps support over 450 families battling PT. America, pediatric cancer. To find out more about how you can help and join the crusade against pediatric cancer, visit CarsonsCrusadersFoundation.org.
My bad.
What happened?
Wow.
I don't talk good.
I thought DJ was done.
I thought DJ got a dart in his neck or something.
I don't know what he thought the word was, but pediatric really tripped him up.
It's a tough one.
All right, candidate number six here on the NIT break, then we will vote, is Bob Sturm, who was trying to introduce e-news. He said a word that's not a word, and he yells at Ham.
No. Visiting Tortillas is a good band name.
That is a good band name. All right, it's 5 o'clock. We have a big power hour here for you, including Daryl Moose Johnston, and Corby apologizes to all of us for John Mateer. At 5:15,
I guaranteed a 30-point win. And what happened?
It's unbelievable. You're very undependable.
It's like that pickleball game meant nothing.
I know. Who knew?
I don't know. Let's just forget that word altogether. Put the music back up, Ham, for crying out loud. Let's stop down for this.
Undependable.
Bring the news back up. Now play something else.
Turn the music back
up. So quick to pull a knife on Ham.
Get on the scale. Yeah, get off the scale.
He can't handle when Ham kicks him while he's down. All right, let's go ahead and vote. Is it Choose Energy Craig? Is it Hummus Ham? Is it Dylan not knowing what he's doing on the board? 49er Travis, 49er DJ, or Upset Bob? Let's start the voting with Sean.
A lot of parity this week. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a clear favorite, but anytime we get Junes not being prepared, that's an upset in and of itself, so I'm going to go with Craig.
Lando.
I'll choose Junes.
Mino.
I will vote for a candidate that is great, and I'll tell you more about them later.
All right. As usual, Ham, we are worthless. What's your vote?
All right.
I think I would also vote for Junes, giving him 4. So Craig Miller is this week's NIT break winner. He has now won. Has he won before?
I don't remember Junes.
He has.
Winning.
He's won twice, so he's
okay.
Now has 3.
Number 3, just like Sean, big E-break wins. Congratulations to Junior.